Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Eric, and I'm your host, and this is End Time World News. You can find us online at redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like this podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Thank you for tuning in. This is a podcast. We're an alternative media organization, and we cover truth and news for Christians and non-Christians in the world every day, folks. And that's what a little bit about what we are here. And again, go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. Okay, folks, I want to talk to you today about something that's been bothering me. I have two different issues, but the first one is in the news, of course, and the biggest one is the Ukrainian-Russian war that's going on, the conflict. A lot of people aren't understanding, they're not understanding why Russia went into Ukraine. Well, I'm going to go back a little bit and we can count the steps. Let's go back to the Obama administration. Barack Hussein Obama was president. Barack Obama, and then, of course, now the current occupant of the White House, Joe Biden, the president, he was the vice president back when Barack Obama was president. So a lot of people don't know that Barack Hussein Obama did fund the weapons lab there in Ukraine. A lot of people don't know that. There's a bioweapons lab there in Ukraine. There's a couple of them, but a lot of people did not know that, that what they were doing, the U.S. has a habit. I'm going to say some things that aren't politically correct here, but the U.S. has a habit of funding these countries, and usually they'll fund countries next to countries that they want to get involved in something. So in other words, what I'm saying in plain English is Russia has stayed out of the fray for the most part under President Vladimir Putin. A lot of people don't know that. They've stayed out of the fray. Yeah, Putin's been in the news a time or so, but up until the Russian-Ukrainian war, he's gone on. I think he's been president there for about the last 15, 16 years, almost 20 years or more. So Putin just decides to go into Ukraine. He just didn't decide. Putin went into Ukraine due to the bioweapons lab. A lot of people don't understand this, that the bioweapons lab in Ukraine, they're testing, funded, of course, i.e., by American taxpayer dollars in the United States of America. A lot of people don't know that. So you would say, well, Eric, well, what are you talking about? What is all this? I'm confused. Well, I'm going to lay out the timeline. The timeline is back in the day of Barack Hussein Obama, the president back then, during his tenure, he funded a lab over there in Ukraine. And the whole idea is they were testing. It's a bioweapons lab, just like down in Africa and all over the world, and China, of course. And I mean, there's country after country after country that has level 4 containment bioweapons labs. And what they're doing is these people, and most of the time they're funded by America, they're experimenting with different types of plagues, different types of diseases, just like Ebola down there in Africa. They were experimenting with that. Yes, Africa does have a bioweapons lab down there. They were experimenting with Ebola. That's a way to depopulate the people the poor people of Africa, because they don't have tons of weapons. They don't have guns like we have guns here in the United States. They basically have nothing. They're lucky if they have a bow and arrow and some spears, but that's it. They don't really have that because they're so impoverished. It's a very impoverished country, Africa is, unfortunately. And so, again, they've experimented with Ebola in this example down there and wiped out millions and millions of people. Very contagious, very poisonous, unless you have the cure. And it just goes on and on and on, makes people really sick, and they just drop over. That's it. They're gone eventually. Well, now, moving forward in time, now with the weapons lab in Ukraine, what they have done, again, being funded by the United States government, i.e. Barack Hussein Obama at the time, they opened up a bioweapons lab in Ukraine. Well, they opened that lab up because they wanted to test out different things. No doubt they wanted to test out another strain of COVID over there. They've used for years, and I mean, this is nothing new. You can do research, folks. You have to dig like I dig. You have to be able to dig around and stuff like that. Most people, I'll be honest with you and tell you, sometimes they're generally lazy. But most people, if they dig, and the few people that dig like myself that like to investigate things and just get to the bottom line and the truth, because we all deserve the truth in the name of God. They had the bioweapons lab. We're testing it on the Ukrainian people. Well, not only did they test it on the Ukrainian people and it worked, and they would kill off a few thousand at a time over there over the years. This is over the course of almost 10 years or so. They would kill off a few people over there. Well, lo and behold, that jumped across the border. What's across the border from Ukraine? Aha, don't say it. Yes, Russia. Well, they started infecting people, and people would go in, they would get infected and go over to Russia not knowing they were affected or infected. And so they would go over to the Russian border, and now they're in Russia. And they start to get sick. Nobody knows what's wrong because they haven't seen this before. And it might be a new strain of this or a new strain of that. And so they started eventually killing Russian people. So you have to understand why Putin is going into Ukraine. He's trying to actually spare a few people's lives, but it's getting pretty bloody and nasty in there. Obviously, this war, the Ukrainian people are fighting, which is good. But in retrospect, you have to understand that there was a lot of dishonesty here, folks. And there's dishonesty because nobody is telling the truth. Nobody will tell you the truth in the media. Nobody will tell you the truth even on Fox News, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, Fox News. They won't tell you the truth. They'll tell you a narrative what gets views. They'll tell you some narrative that'll get views, that'll get likes on Facebook, that'll get revenue and advertising revenue and more sponsors for their network. That's what you have to understand. It's not about truth anymore, unfortunately. And so you have to understand that, folks. And since this is not about truth anymore, or at least the news in general and worldwide news around the world, that because there is such a lack of transparency and honesty and integrity, this is where we're at right now. And so that bioweapons lab, going back now, taking a step or two back, the bioweapons lab in Ukraine was created to test bioweapons to kill people. That's the bottom line. I'm not going to sugarcoat things. That is the bottom line, folks. I'm sorry to say, it's to depopulate and to kill people. That's it. That's it. Why else in the world would man do something like this? Well, man was inspired by who? The devil, not by God. God's not going to allow something like that. But through God's permissible will, God will let this play out, and everybody has a choice, just like I tell people with taking the COVID shot and not taking the COVID shot. I was just down to my favorite pizza place talking to the pizza man, the one that owns the pizza here in Michigan, and so him and I had a very good conversation on the shot. I think he believes in God. I don't know if he's a Christian or not. It didn't matter, but we had a very good conversation on people that's taken the shot. People that's taken the shot, because they're scaring everybody with the fear porn and scaring everybody with, oh, there's a new COVID strain, B2 plus or something like that now, or whatever variant in China and Shanghai. They're locking the cities down, you know, 10 million, 20 million, 30 million people at a pop, and they're all locking it down and blah, blah, blah. They're trying to scare people again. You have to understand that this is nothing but a game, folks. This is nothing but a game. This is what you're seeing in the Ukraine is why Russia had to go into Ukraine, and we say bad Putin, bad Putin, bad Putin. Well, no, no, no. The truth is that Vladimir Putin was going in there to take the bioweapons lab, to take it over. Why? Because people are leaking into his country. They're contaminated. They're infected from Ukraine. They're being sent over. And they're contaminating the people in Russia, and they're killing people. It's no different than COVID, how COVID started in China. This was all planned out. There's Chinese all over. There's millions of Chinese all over America, you know, New York, California, everywhere you can imagine, almost in every state there is, all 50 states. And so, you know, all you have to do is, at the time when COVID broke out a couple years back, the COVID-19 is people went to China, to mainland, celebrate their New Year, the Chinese New Year, of course, and then came back to America. They're already contaminated. We didn't know what it was. And then we had Dr. Fauci at the time under President Trump playing games back and forth. He doesn't know. He knows. He doesn't really know. He's not really sure. It can do this. Everybody wear masks. And it's just a charade. It's just a charade. Now, folks, I'm going to tell you something that's pretty bizarre. Going off topic for 1 second. I've had COVID. Yes, I have had COVID. I was sick for about 2 to 3 weeks, about 2 weeks really bad, but I got over it. Thank God Almighty. I believe in God as my Lord and Savior through Jesus Christ. And that's the way I believe, and that's the way I'll always believe. And I got over this. God helped me, and God intervened through Jesus Christ. God healed me, and thank God, I'm not perfect. I'm not in a perfect array of health, but I'm 55 years old, and I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. Do I have a lot of improvement? Yes, I do. We always have improvement, but I thank God Almighty for that. Back in December of 2021, you know, I had COVID. I got over it. You can get over COVID when you take the shot that's an experimental vaccine that's meant to depopulate, that's meant to kill you over time. It's what the military would call a soft kill, a slow kill. I like to say soft. That's what they use. A soft kill means they're not going to take a bullet and just shoot you. They can't do that. That'll draw attention. You have to critical think here, folks. That will draw attention to them if they take a bullet and put it to your head, of course. So then they'll give you a shot, create this false illusion of this pandemic. They'll give you a shot, and over time, the shot will break down the body. The shot will go in and cause myocarditis, cardiac arrest, blood clots. I can go on and on and on. I mean, all kinds of things. Liver damage, kidney damage. I mean, it just is nonstop. It just keeps going on and on and on, folks. And again, members in my family, at least here in Michigan, where this podcast is coming from, 90%, 95% of the family's taking the COVID shot. There's myself, I think, and 3 or 4 other individuals, some adults and one child that did not decide to take a shot, including myself. So there's 5 of us. The rest of the family all did. And they're jumping. They want to jump the frog, and they want to take another shot, take another booster, because, you know, we have a member in the family. She's hanging on, and God bless her, and she's hanging on for her dear life, but she's had some cardiac problems, and I wish her the best. She's going for surgery. That's my aunt, and I love her dearly, but because my aunt is kind of the, if you will, of the family, like the heiress of the family. And so, you know, she follows CNN around 24/7, 365, listens to everything CNN says, take it as the truth, what CNN says, and doesn't realize fact from fiction, doesn't realize that a person can get over this COVID. I just did. And all they do is tell me in the family, oh, you're just lucky. You're just lucky. You're just lucky. No, I'm not lucky, folks. I'm not lucky. I'm not lucky at all. I'm blessed by God. If God wanted me dead, I would have been dead a long time ago. It is through God through Jesus Christ that I talk to you and I'm making this podcast and I'm recording this right now, okay? That's what you have to understand. There's always a little truth, but sometimes you have to dig for it in life. Sometimes you're not going to get it. So again, that's what the family tells me. I'm just lucky. So getting back on topic, going back to Russia and Ukraine was manufacturing the bioweapons and then, of course, shipping that bioweapons over to, i.e. via people, carriers, people that's been contaminated, on over to Russia across the border. So again, Russia shares the border with Ukraine. They're right on top of one another. And Putin said he had enough. People are getting sick there in Russia. They can't find the reason. They're wondering why this COVID is spreading. Well, the COVID's spreading because the bioweapons lab there in the Ukraine, it doesn't take a genius to figure that out. And all funded through the good U.S. of A. right here, folks. And you have to understand that. You have to understand there's a little cynicism as I say that in the name of God Almighty through Jesus. But that's how it always is. That is exactly how it always is. America's usually, and the elites that run this world, controlled by Satan, of course, run the world, the elites. And again, that's the Rothschilds family, the family over there in Europe. And then, of course, over here, it's the Rockefellers and the Rockefeller Foundation. And these two families combined, you know, control the wealth of the world. Essentially, they're invested in everything. Transportation, food, militaries. They're invested in every country, the banking, housing. They're invested in retail, hospitality. I mean, sports. I mean, I can go on and on. Entertainment and every industry, these two families are invested. So they have complete control over every facet of a person's life. Communication, same thing. So that's where you have to understand, that's how this game is being played. That's how Satan's playing the game. So again, before I decide, and it's time to go and conclude the podcast here, folks, I just want you to realize that the real truth behind the Russian invasion, you can hear all the stories you want, but it is that there is a bioweapons lab in the Ukraine. Okay? I'm only going to say that one more time. There is a bioweapons lab in Ukraine. It's found. You can even go on the mainstream media. Believe it or not, they have to cover that because it's too obvious. The world knows. And they're using the bioweapons lab in Ukraine to affect Russian citizens. This is why Putin had to go into Russia to stop the bioweapons lab, to take control of that. Now, would he take control of the weapons there? Probably. Would he use them for good? Probably not. Am I sticking up for Vladimir Putin? No, I'd never do that. But I'm just saying there's always a reason, folks, that you have to look behind the curtain to see the person pulling the strings, okay? And that is the truth to why Russia had to go into Ukraine, okay? And all I could say is if you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, you should. And that's what I'll say. And I really, really invite you to give your life to Jesus Christ, folks. I really, really, really do. We're living in the last days. We really are. We're living in the end times. And you should really give your life to Jesus Christ. And if you want to today, give your life to Jesus Christ. I would ask that you go to a quiet place and just pray, dear God, I ask and pray in the name of Jesus that you forgive me of my sins and that I understand Jesus died for us on the cross to wash our sins away and to save all of mankind. And when Jesus died, I accept Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. I welcome Jesus into my heart. I ask and pray to you, dear God. I accept it. I repent and I accept it. And I welcome Jesus Christ into my heart as my Lord and personal Savior. Okay? And I pray this day going forward, dear God, that I can turn my life around. And I pray by accepting Jesus Christ. I pray that I start a new day, and I pray in the name of Jesus that you can give me strength, guidance, and wisdom, and I can go forth and express and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you prayed that prayer, folks, if you prayed that prayer, I congratulate you, and I also say welcome to the family. Amen, and God bless you. And what I want to do is I want you to contact me at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. I'm Eric, I'm your host, and I say congratulations. The first thing you need to do is grab a Bible somewhere here in the United States, order one on Amazon. There's a lot of different places you can get a Bible. Even if you're really, really impoverished and money is a serious issue, go to your church. Your church can help you out. Find a good church that believes in the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And they preach the Trinity. And ask a pastor, ask a deacon, say, I just accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior. I have a lot of questions. And if you need a Bible, just ask them. They're not going to say no. Of course they're going to get you a Bible. Absolutely, positively, 100%. They're going to get you a Bible. And so I ask and pray, and I just thank you and I welcome you to the family. And God bless you for accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And get a Bible, get reading, get into a good church that preaches the Trinity, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And then ask your questions. Ask and ask and ask. Get into the Bible. Start somewhere. Start in the book of Genesis, that's the creation, all the way to the very end of the Bible, through the Old and New Testament, and the end is the book of Revelation. And get in there and just start reading. I don't care where you read, folks. There's no right and wrong way. I know a lot of pastors out there. I'm not a pastor. Obviously, you can tell by this podcast, folks. I'm not a professional pastor. I'm just a man trying to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's all I'm trying to do, honestly. And whoever this is going out to, and this podcast goes global, it goes anywhere from the United States to Japan, the Philippines, over in the Middle East, to Guyana, to Africa, to all the way around the world. There's been people everywhere, New Zealand, Australia, the UK, this podcast, Russia, of course. This podcast has gone everywhere, even China. So, you know, I'm just trying to spread the word of Jesus Christ. I'm not a professional, folks. So there's no right and wrong way to do this. Just get a Bible, accept Jesus Christ, get a Bible, start reading, find a good church. And after that, let them know you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, and tell them and ask them if you need to, if you have questions, which you will. I'm always full of questions, folks. I never run out of questions. But if you need to, ask them all of your questions. Ask the pastor or assistant pastor or deacon or senior member of the church. Ask them, you know, how was the creation started back in the book of Genesis with Adam and Eve? How did that? I mean, I don't care whatever your questions. How is the world going to end? If that's in the book of Revelation, you know, and then you want to read about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. That's in the middle, you know. So there's just so many thousands of millions of questions you can ask. So just ask your questions and they'll be glad to answer all your questions. I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. We're a listener-supported podcast. Please don't forget that. I have a PayPal link up there by right in the center of the email. You can also donate via PayPal if you wish. And also, if you want to contact us with your questions, information, anything, if you have questions about the podcast, go to endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Like, share, subscribe. I'm Eric. I'm your host. Be well, be safe. And most importantly, folks, God bless you and your families. Take care of yourself and be well. And until next time, God bless you all. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.